Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. Our quote of the day: within each moment lives the fresh opportunity to breathe new life into who you want to be. As I'm hiccuping at the end. That's from Dee Dobie, whoever that is.
Thank you, Dee Dobie.
But yeah, I want to breathe new life into who I want to be all the time. I hope you do too. I hope you guys had a lovely holiday. I went for a hike this weekend. It was so gorgeous here.
It was beautiful.
By the way, it's not like a big hike, but it was like just being in nature was really, really special. The weather was so beautiful. I remember I was texting you guys. I'm like, you better be outside enjoying today.
She was doing that. And I was. Well, I didn't really look at my phone. What did I do? I did some errands. I went for a walk, but I really try at least like one day during the weekend to not really have my phone by me. Because I find if I have my phone by me, I'm on TikTok, and then I'm on Instagram, then I'm back on TikTok, then I'm back.
So where do you put it?
In my room.
You leave it at home?
If I go for a walk, yeah.
I would feel so unsafe.
No, I kind of like it. It's kind of refreshing to me. Like, I'll have it, like, kind of by me, but...
Wait, how do you kind of have it by you if it's by your bed, in your bedroom?
I'm saying if I'm home. Like, if I'm home, like, if I'm just, like, doing stuff throughout the house, like, it'll be in my room, and I'll go check it and stuff, like, periodically. But, yeah, if I go for, like, a walk or something, I'll go without it. I know. But usually I go with my roommate, and then she has hers, so it's like if...
If
we were to die,
that's different.
She would have her phone.
That's different.
But I just leave mine. I'm like, there you go.
No, I like to do that too. If someone else has theirs, I'm like, oh, please, can I be rid of mine?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of like when we would walk in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Like one of us would take our phones.
Yeah.
Just for safety purposes. But yeah, so that's what I did. And it was beautiful out.
I know.
Really beautiful. Had some friends in town, so that was fun. Got to see them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. P?
I also enjoyed my Sunday. We had a little brunch with my girlfriends, which was fun. One of them is on tour, so she was in LA for a couple hours, so we got to see her, which was so
Madonna?
Nice. Yeah, my bestie Madonna. Yeah.
So wait, so what is she on tour for?
She like goes around to colleges and she performs there.
That's
and
cool.
Like different festivals. Yeah, she's awesome. But she goes around this weekend, so we saw her and we just enjoyed the day. We took a little walk around where we ate. It was when you texted me. I was at brunch. And you're like, it's gorgeous out. I'm going on a hike. Like, I hope you're out. And I was like, I am. So I am. I'm out and about. But yeah, it was a good weekend. It was fun.
You know what? It's like, I think in LA, it's always so hot, or it's been so hot for months, that to have a day where it's 79 or 80.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's like, holy moly, I am back in love with LA.
Truly. No, I agree.
Yeah.
It gets so, it's been hot. Like September and October for me in LA are some of the worst months.
What?
Because
go back to July, August, September, October, and most of November.
But that you expect to be like summer, you expect to be hot. When it's like September, October, and November, and you're still getting 90s, you're like, come on.
Wait, You know what hasn't happened yet?
What?
We haven't really had any fires.
No. Knocking on wood. We haven't heard of much.
Which, this time last year, we were dealing with a lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
Oh, please, dear God, keep them away.
I know.
I went on a hike with Lori Bregman, actually.
Oh, how's she doing?
Our favorite doula.
We love her.
Author of The Mindful Mom to Be. She is great. She had like a million births this week.
Wow.
And I really love going hiking with her. I love going to Topanga Canyon. It's so pretty and just her neighborhood. Just like I breathe on the drive there. It makes me feel so good. And then when I get back to Ventura,
you're
no, I'm driving with the top down with my stun gun on in my hand. Like, don't come near me, people.
Yeah.
I'll stun you.
I'll stun you.
And then I'm in the canyon. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful and safe.
Would you ever move to the canyon?
I love Topanga Canyon, and I would because, you know, a lot of people go there because it's got an energy field around it. There are a lot of healers that live there. Diane Portia, who I've had on the show as well, lives there. But I don't like being trapped. And something goes on the canyon, you're trapped.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed.
The fires are really kind of tough to deal with over there. So you have to put up with a lot as well. I don't think it's right for me necessarily. I wish I had a little treehouse there that I could escape to.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Me too.
But anyhow, yeah, it was interesting. We had a really cool conversation. You know, I love walking with her because we end up having like deep conversations and really good exchanges. And so we were chatting about kind of people who come in and out of your life. And, you know, I was kind of sharing, and I never share with anybody this stuff really. Like, you are right next to me, and so you're seeing a lot of this stuff, but I don't have a lot of time to just kind of like even break things down. But I was just telling her about some recent, people, like, you know, other people in my life when I was having a complete like breakdown and wasn't able to interview them on the show, and they were really, really upset and ghosted me too. And I'm like, wait, I just don't understand. And that's when Lori jumped in. She goes, Maria, you are so good to all of us. You go out of your way to help everybody. And I'm like, I know. That's why it was like so shocking that someone who I'm so close to, who I have been great to and had on the show a lot. And by the way, like, I'll even have people on the show that are really great at what they do as practitioners, but they're still learning how to be on camera. And I like to give them the chance to kind of work their shit out on the camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let them kind of get that experience under their belt on my dime, basically. But I was like, that one like broke my heart. And then my other friends who I thought we were so close, who also kind of abandoned me. My mom died. They didn't even text me. We were super close friends and they didn't even text me, but instead kept asking me for something that in my worst moments, I was like, I'm drowning. I can't do this right now. I'm like, there's one time I have to say no. And it's just, it's very interesting to kind of see. And she was like, you know, I have a lot of people in my life that I, you know, or not a lot of people, but she was kind of going through some stuff too, where she was like, you know, I'm not stupid. I know, I see things. I see what you're up to. I see. So we were kind of just talking about, you know, my attitude is like, is friends, not foes. I don't want to have any bad relationships with people or bad energy. And so I'm pretty forgiving. Sometimes that means you can still be in my life, but I can also forgive from afar. Like, I wish you nothing but the best. You go on in your life. And I wonder like sometimes why these things happen, you know, especially when you really believe that things happen for a reason. Maybe it's a relationship you would have never ended, so it got ended for you. You know, I feel like there's a little protection from upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe some people.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Can't control their own envy or whatever it is. Or who knows? Maybe it's not a good back and forth relationship, you know, or maybe there's stuff that you didn't even know that was underneath that you needed to be away from. Yeah. I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still kind of confused by some where I'm like, you guys are really nice people. Like, yeah. I can't believe you wouldn't even text me.
I know.
To say, I'm so sorry. Like,
it's crazy. It's crazy. I have to say, it's like, I like that and appreciate and respect that perspective though. Like, I've never really had friends in my life like that. And up until recently, I had a friend who I was like was one of my best friends, and then moved to LA and wouldn't return my calls, didn't hear. Yeah. Like, one of my best friends. And I was so hurt. And I was having a conversation with my mom about it. And she was like, well, tell them that hurt you. And I was like, the fact that I even have to say that to them is like, no, I'm not going to even give them that. And she was like, well, maybe it's, you know, protection for you. And like, down the road, you could have been in a situation where you thought you were going to count on them. And then they screwed you over something. Like, she's like, it's all just protection, but it still hurts. Like, it still is like one of the worst. Like, I still clearly am like annoyed by it. Like, it's crazy to me. It's crazy. But I think it's something, especially going into the holidays when, you know, you're like around a lot of family, around a lot of this, it's like keeping that perspective of, I truly believe things happen for a reason. And someone upstairs, whomever, whatever you believe in, is looking out for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is crazy, though. People are just nuts, though. That's how I feel.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
I have to say, so kind of my policy on it is, you know, I think there are people who write themselves out of your life because they can't handle it, right? So I think there are always going to be, like, for me, it's painfully obvious when they torpedo themselves or can't handle themselves. And then they're like, yeah, piss off. And you're like, okay, you just couldn't.
You couldn't hang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's sad. And I feel bad. But then there are people where it's really confusing what to do because you were so close.
Right.
And
you're hurt. And then you want to get like your icky emotions in it.
I had three situations
and nasty
in
ones.
The worst moments of my life. Mm-hmm. And I had to spend so much energy thinking of why they would do that.
Right.
And taking away from my mom.
Right.
And me at that time.
Right.
And so then you kind of think, oh, you're doubly shitty. But I had one friend who literally is stalking me for something. And I keep saying, I'm drowning. You're supposed to care in that moment. I don't say that. Yeah. Like, yeah. But I'm dealing with the worst, worst, worst possible scenario.
Right.
My mom is dying in front of me and I'm having to take care of her. And so I was like, okay, I don't understand. But here's my kind of barometer. Is my policy is to have friends. I don't want to have that bad energy. Doesn't mean, again, that they have to be close to me in my life. Doesn't mean I'm going to think about them in the same ways or you know, kind of go to the mat for them the way I would have before. But I kind of invite some back and see if they just feel it out. So I say for your friend, she's your best, best friend. And I always ask, you know, because I think sometimes people don't realize how superficial their friendships can be.
Oh, yeah.
Is this you being a young person being like, oh my God, it's my best friend? No. Or is it your real best friend?
No, he was one of my like best friends in college.
Okay. And wait, like, is he the one that got jumped when we were back east?
No. That's a friend from high school. We're still good friends. But no, okay. This is one of my, one of my best friends from college.
And he moved out here and then just never called you.
He literally, it was one of those, you know, those situations where it's like you hear from someone basically every weekend up until that they're like, I'm so excited. We're going to be like in the same place. And then got here and wouldn't even return my calls. Finally, my mom was like, literally text him that you're hurt. And I was like, wanted to throw up. I couldn't say that I was hurt because I don't know how to deal with those kind of emotions. I'm not good at it. I'm learning. It makes me feel so weird and icky. Anyways, texted him and he was kind of just like, meh.
What did you
say? Like aloof about it. I was just like, hey, like, would love to see you. And I think I actually said, because she forced me to say hurt. She was like, I'm really hurt.
Good. She's right. Yeah. That's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah. I wanted to throw up saying, texting the word hurt. I tried to avoid it for like an hour. She was like,
well, you can't
it.
Give an, yeah, yeah. You, sometimes, but it depends. If it's somebody you really want to continue having a relationship with, you can, that's kind of the best way to do it. It's like, I'm really hurt by this. So right. You can give them an opportunity.
And then, yeah.
And then
nothing,
what?
nothing really. He was just kind of like, oh, sorry, I've been busy.
Nothing really? Or?
Well, it was like the response the day later that was like, oh, sorry, I've been so busy. Yeah, I would love to see you soon. And I was like, what the literal shit? Yeah, done with that.
So
done. Dropped that.
Do you have mutual friends?
Yeah.
Does anybody understand what's happening?
No.
Everyone, is he reaching out to anybody else?
Everyone's like, oh yeah, that's how he is. And I'm like, that's not true.
No, that's not how
that's
he's been.
That's not true. Yeah. Interesting, right? But I do have a good friend coming into town who's also one of his best friends. So I'll be interested to see. Yeah. It's just an icky feeling though.
So what does he want to do?
In life?
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows really.
He's just coming here for fun?
He came here just for like, to kind of switch things up. Yeah.
What does he do?
He used to be in finance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just having a blast.
Who knows? I'm just like.
And starting his life. Sure, and just. Yeah. But it's strange.
It's strange. It just feels icky. Like it. And I feel like as a female, we often like. I start gaslighting myself then. I'm like, did I do something?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, you did not do literally anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the craziest.
I've even gone so far as to apologize to them where I'm like, right. Okay, I can see where you, what you thought and I'm totally sorry. And just still like you get, you're like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Like that one person who was great to my mom.
Yeah.
And I love her and great to me, great to my whole family. And I even apologized back. And she was like, thank you for this. And I'm like, wait.
Which in the first place you had nothing to apologize for, but you did it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, people can really make you feel yucky.
Yucky. Yeah. So I think those people just need to be, it's harder. It's easier said than done to drop them though.
But like yeah. For you, your friend, you know, you gave him the opportunity.
Yep.
And then that's it.
Yep.
And your mom's right. Like give him the opportunity and you just kind of clear it out.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, yeah.
It's hard because like, so say, and I feel like probably a lot of people deal with this for either my friend or one of yours. If they want to try and crawl back in, do you let them in? You know, like that's where I, because right now I'm like, yeah, you're done. You're done.
Well, again, I just ask, how close were you really?
Very close.
Did you hang out all the time?
All the time. Like spent weeks at their, like up and quite literally up until they moved here. Like if I would ever go back to Seattle, I'd spend like days at their house because it was like all my group of friends. Like very close.
And so you said your other friends are hanging out with him here?
No, because I mean, they don't live here. So my other friends are all back like either in Seattle or, you know, in their various places. I don't know. I think there's also another element of like males don't know how to communicate, period.
Yeah, but he was communicating.
That's the thing.
That's the thing. That's so weird.
It's so weird. I don't know. I have no explanation.
Yeah. It's weird when you don't have an explanation because you want to find out. Yeah. You want to know why.
I'm like, and please, if I did something, which I didn't, but if I did, tell me. Like, I would love to learn and grow from it. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really hard. But yeah, we were just kind of talking about like how to deal with it and how to kind of handle it. And I just think that like, I kind of just shift people into different positions in life where I'm like, okay, you're going to go to cousin status. You're going to go to sister status. You're going to go to, okay, I might see you once in a blue moon status. Okay. You're somebody that was amazing in my life and so, so great, but you got a little weird. And so I'll appreciate you for everything that we had and see if there's something still there, but kind of just, it's icky that I had to feel like that during my worst moments. So yeah, I mean, I think of people that I spent extraordinary amounts of money to help in their careers and their lives. And I mean, endless. And this is why even just, you know, that review we were talking about, you guys take for granted how much we give. Kevin and I drop everything. We give our time, we give our resources, we give ourselves. And my godfather's been telling us for years, you make yourselves too available. You make yourselves too available and nobody appreciates it. They appreciate it in the moment. And then it's, what have you done for me lately? A month later. And so I watch and I'm like, wow, that person didn't text me to say, I'm thinking about you or I know you're going through. Like, my mom died and she was young. And I kind of like, whether I want to or not, I definitely look through that lens now at who I'm going to keep in my life and who, no hard feelings, wish you the best. But am I going to invite you to my house?
Right.
Am I going to invite you into my life in an intimate way? Am I going to be there for you the way I was before? No. No, not really, actually. And it's not out of anger. It's just kind of like a reprioritizing, I think. Because if I'm not enough of a priority for you to text me, just a little text. It doesn't take a lot.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
That's what kills me nowadays, too. A text literally takes 0.2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like there's so many ways of communication these days that it's like, it's not even an excuse.
And
like,
don't give me the, all. I was giving you your space. We're not in that time and day anymore, guys.
No, we're not.
We have tweets, we have texts, we have Instagram, like
voice memo, FaceTime, literally everything.
And don't think you liking my Instagram post is going to.
It's crazy.
We had a situation where someone in our life just liked a picture of my mom's Instagram today. And I'm like, is it because you want to be invited to my party? What's the genesis behind that?
Interesting.
That was months ago, 6 months ago. Oh, are you going to pretend you just found out even though you were texting me demands the day before she died?
Yuck. Yucky.
Mm-mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. No, people, I don't know. Tell you, it's like,
but it's something you have a problem with your dog. I jump. Right. You have a problem with your life. I jump.
Right.
And that's the problem is I think we've jumped too much.
I agree.
So I just told Kevin, I go, Kevin, you are retired from helping people for a while. You are going to go into your own hole. You're going to rejuvenate, recharge. Hopefully we have kids coming at some point. You need to be ready for that. And you need to go work on the things you want to work on and be uninterrupted. So I told him, change your phone number.
Yep.
I said, change your, I've been telling him for years to change his phone number, but like, because people hit him up all the time and he can't help himself. So then his whole day is about everybody else. And so, and that's partly his fault. And so, you know, I mean, we drop everything and we run. Part of that is because we really know crisis and we understand it and we're empathetic and we know how to fix and we know how to help. But I really think, you know, as I start to look at like the new year, it's about really reprioritizing, our lives. And, you know, it's really weird. We're walking around our house and it's empty and there's good and bad attached to that. It feels good. For the first time in almost 24 years of being together, our house is empty. It's about us. We get to like be in rooms, like we get to be like in our living room or kitchen or whatever. And it's with nobody else around, right? Because it wasn't just my parents. It was a lot of broken wings, a lot of people who needed a place to stay. We took care of everybody. And it was exhausting. We never had alone time. And so the sad part is I look at like the picture of my mom in the kitchen. I'm like, I can't believe you're not here anymore. I can't believe she's not on this couch and I'm not complaining that she's throwing tissues all over the place. She didn't mean it because she didn't know what she was doing back then, but with the brain tumor. But, so there's, you know, sadness too, but there's like an excitement and an energy and an aliveness that's coming in. That's really amazing. And we've only had a couple of those days, mm-hmm. just a few.
Yeah.
Cause we just got back, but,
no, it's really Kevin's a rebirth for you guys.
Yeah. But I was like, we really want, and for anybody who's listening, you know, there are a lot of givers. By the way, everyone thinks they're a giver and there are different levels of givers, but you know, just know that it's okay to prioritize yourself. And I think we got to go back to the Shauna Nyquist circles. Mm-hmm. Put that episode of Shauna Nyquist in the summary of this episode. You need to re-listen to it. Or if you haven't listened to it, listen to it for the first time. You know, who is in your main circle that you don't want to disappoint? And for me, it's my dad and it's Kevin. I don't want to disappoint them. And I think that's it shouldn't be any wider than that. And then from there, it's going to grow. But keep that circle super tight because even two people is a lot. That's a lot. And reprioritize who you're giving to and how much of yourself you're giving away. Even if you're getting back to, it's a lot. Life is hard and it's, I don't know. We haven't known any other way. So it's going to be challenging to say no. And then by the way, when people are, it's like drugs. We're drug dealers in a sense. You get used to being able to take from us and now we shut it down. Now they're going to think, people are going to think, oh, is this like an act of war or something? And it's like, no, actually we're going to like, just think about ourselves for once and really try to do what we want to do and leave it at that. So it's going to be interesting to see if we're able to do it. It's a live experiment, folks.
Yeah, right.
But I think it's one that maybe, you know, we all embark on in this new year is really, you know, you can't be everything to everyone and then nothing to yourself. And we got really, really good at that. We got good to a place where people thought and had expectations that we were supposed to give no matter how much it hurt us financially, emotionally, spiritually. And literally out loud would say, we don't care. And I'm like, oh, so if you don't care about me, why am I supposed to care about you? This doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, yeah, they were that bold.
That's crazy.
So.
Well, I think we're all afraid to be, because the word selfish gets like used in such like negative ways. And I think that like, especially for people like us and you guys, where it's like, you have given to everyone else. So the word selfish is like, ugh. Mm-hmm. But no, we all have to be a little selfish. You have to be to protect yourself, mm-hmm. to make sure you're okay. You know, it's like, I think it's cool that you now, it's not cool what you went through, but I think that getting, oftentimes when we go through the bad times, you are able to see things from a new lens, mm-hmm. right? And now you guys have this magnifying glass where you're like, I'm not, you don't need to be in my life. I don't need to give everything to you and nothing to myself. So anyways, I feel like using the word selfish, we need to get out of that habit of it's always a negative thing. I think a little bit of selfishness is okay. Yeah. I think a little bit, you have to be aware, but you have to look out for you because no one else is gonna.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the truth is we really, you know, you got to conserve the energy for the things that you're going to go through and the things that you need. You can't just give it all away. And like I said, we give a lot and have, and we just, you know, we have to reprioritize.
Yep.
So, and it's a preparation for kids. If they should decide to come in whatever friggin' form,
they're coming.
Although we might know a surrogate apparently. So we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, she's that's very exciting.
Maybe willing to carry twins. A mutual friend just told me about.
No way.
So, yeah. That's exciting. I definitely have gotten discouraged. Like, we were supposed to have kids by December. They were supposed to be here. It's crazy to me to think that this journey has been so checkered and so challenging. But yeah, I think.
I already named your kids. Mykonos and Santorini. Remember?
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I know they're coming.
I need to have some energy to be able to handle them.
Well, exactly. And that's what you're going through now.
But I went to see our neighbors moved to another city next door, and we went to go see their house, and oh my God, I was so happy for them. It's like a different version of the same house, but brighter, a really great layout. And just to get to see their little one, Odette, she was so freaking cute. She would do this little smile when I would like look at her and she'd go, and if for anybody listening, she just would like pop open this like medium smile that was like so beautiful. And then just was so inquisitive and so chill and so just angelic. I wanted to just squish her so much. I squished her toes. I'm still scared to like hug kids right now. Like, I'm still scared to be like, oh, can I hold her? Before I'd be like, oh my God, I would grab her or any kid. But now it's like, I just think that even though I had a negative test the day before, I'm so trained now to be scared that you never know when you might have it. And you're only negative for that moment until you see someone new. And so I get scared, but she definitely re-inspired me.
Oh, that's happy. Kids are the chickies. Best.
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting little journey. So we'll see. She was like, but do not move with kids. If you're going to have kids, you better be ready to stay put or find your place before you have them because it's so much shit to move. And I was like, great advice.
That is good advice.
Yeah. So we'll see. We will see. But
I'm grateful that we get to be, and I'm sure everyone is, on the journey with you.
Thanks. Yeah.
We're all rooting for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know they're coming.
I mean, every psychic says it.
They're coming. Oh, yeah. It's just, and it's going to be the exact right time.
Yeah.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eihis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And I moved to Bora Bora.
Yeah, exactly. Into a treehouse. I'm ready.
I can't. You never know. I did tell Kevin, I'm like, can't we just like shut it down and like for a year go live in some random little place and just sleep? Just wake up, eat, sleep.
Repeat.
You know? Anyhow, thank you guys for being on the journey. I hope our little friend conversation helps you. And in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices.
And be present? Do you want me to say that?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to make sure you're paying attention.
Oh, I was going to pull up a review, actually, what I was doing.
Oh, yeah, let's do a review.
Just for funsies.
Yes, queen.
Okay, you guys. Oh, Maria, wow, here's a really another long one.
Really?
Yes, very long.
Okay.
From our girl, Kendra Rose Montagna.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I said that wrong. Expect miracles, Maria and Five-star review. After the past 18 months, going back to the busy place and hoping for the best using the proper precautions, I have still been processing and adapting. The content of the last 2 weeks on the show has fed my spirit.
Hmm.
I did not feel sold. All the information and authentic openness was a gift. Marianne Williamson's episode continues to touch me and help me daily redirect my idea of how I truly am surrounded by miracles. Maria's resilient nature and acceptance of this journey being one of them. Mel Robbins' story about her book not being picked up by publishers made me honor her endeavors more and helped me trust in my own creative spark. And yes, I high five myself now and others when they sanitize. It really is invigorating, especially when one of your friends gets excited and gives you an extra hard high five. it stings, it's bliss. Anne Lamott's episode was one of my all-time favorites. Oh, I loved that episode too. Her book, Bird by Bird, really is appropriate for this time. Day by day, moment by moment, stair by stair, on a staircase we cannot see. Just try to have your intuition take you to the next right step day by day.
I'm getting the chills.
I know, right? I love and appreciate you all. I believe with all of us working on our collaborative light, we can fill our spaces with light for ourselves and others so the darkness can't get in as easily. Maria, I hope you take Anne Lamott's offer to read your first draft on a piece. I know I can help you and many, many people who has lost someone they now talk to in the sky. This is a miracle right there. What a blessing. My heart is with your dad. Yesterday, I wanted to Venmo one of you just a little bit so he could know he's thought of and go get something like an oil, a hat, a magazine, or anything that might bring him an ounce of joy. We love his spirit and he is not alone. Our angels are with us and now at peace. I talk to my grandma, Mama, all the time. She is my angel. I love her and I'm sure she would be happy you are helping her or helping support her granddaughter during this tough time.
Mm.
We are not promised tomorrow. Thank you for helping me be a better version of myself. From one recovering flight attendant to another, I love you all. Don't listen to turkeys, Dr. Rao. Oh, I forgot about that. That one was so good. Don't listen to turkeys, Dr. Rao. Also, RGF makes me laugh. I don't understand the new age verbiage. Me neither. But it's so fun to hear you all laugh. And Kevin's point of view, in a rush, I've eaten out of a Ziploc bag or used Ziplocs as a plate. Don't judge me. I know the industry is tough and he works really hard to make everything work. You are all great people. I see you. All of my love and appreciation, Kendra Rose.
Oh my God, Kendra.
Wow.
Wow. What a gift. Thank you so much. That's going to take me through this whole week.
No kidding, right?
Wow.
Woo.
Guys, these reviews just are everything for us. So if you could do anything for us outside of subscribing on YouTube, following us on Instagram at Better Together with Maria, it would be a review.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. That's really, really beautiful. Wow. Wow. It's really cool.
I know. Our community is the best in the whole world.
Our heel squad.
Our heel squad.
Thank you guys. Love you so much. Have a great day.